Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody, a chilling and moving and disturbing conversation with someone in a D.C. gulag. That's right, someone who is in jail right now for what happened on January 6th in pretrial detention. Jake Lang joins us for a conversation that will send a chill down your spine. You won't believe this. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's Charlie Kirk Show. By opening up your podcast app, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. 2023 has been a difficult year for a lot of people. We've been super blessed at Turning Point. A leader of the movement who has put up win after win after win really got sideswiped. It's so wrong what happened to him. It's terrible. James O'Keefe. And he picked himself up despite getting run out of Project Veritas. By the way, Veritas is like gone. It's done. It's really sad. But he's still posting wins, everybody. And we all need to have support, encouragement, prayers, because he's not out of it yet. There's a lot of people still trying to take him out. They're still trying to take him out. Now, who's behind this is a really interesting question. If I was a Democrat operative, I would go all in to try to take O'Keefe out. Think about it. He took out, you know, he exposed the immigration stuff, Pfizer, the vaccine, and his latest one is a huge, huge deal. And it's ongoing, by the way. He's got the O'Keefe Media Group. You got to go. This morning I went up. I signed up for a monthly deal, whatever. He'll tell you how to do that. You got to do it, okay? He's one of the few fighters. He puts points on the board. The guy is relentless. He is relentless. He's not allowing all these, I think, demonic attacks to derail him. James, congratulations on the IBM story. We have all the tape here. Tell us about it. This is one of your biggest wins, I think, in recent memory. You could take down a publicly traded company here.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, this is very unprecedented. I've had 100 plus people inside IBM reach out to me in the last 48 hours. That's not hyperbole. 100 plus people inside IBM are leaking, sharing information, messages, video. The CEO of IBM was recorded on this meeting with his subsidiary CEO, a company called Red Hat, discriminating against Asians, saying you're going to dock your bonus, terminate you unless you participate in this discriminatory, illegal discrimination. So that has now, Charlie, prompted last night the CEO of IBM to do like an emergency all staff in front of the entire company talking about me, highly defensive, saying that defending himself, it wasn't illegal. Now that was leaked to me. And this is just really, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've had whistleblowers, but usually it's one or two. But now it's just this tsunami. And you know, Charlie, your organization is called Turning Point. I feel like we're at a tipping point where people on the inside, there's a lot of pressure. It's pent up, and they're just looking for a reason to expose what's happening. And this IBM thing is I've never seen anything like it. It's developing. It's a breaking story. And it's remarkable to see people come forward with the discrimination, the DEI discrimination happening inside IBM.
Well, and what they're doing is illegal. And so let's just play the tape here. This is some foreigner who is the CEO, and he basically says that we're going to coerce people and take away their bonuses unless they discriminate in the hiring process. Play cut 91.
So we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. I'm not trying to finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13-point-something%. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. But let me say it. Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
So what, so James, you know, I'm a context hawk. What's going on here? Who is he talking to? It sounds like, I've listened to this and all the other correlating video, he's saying that you get rewarded if you discriminate against whites, and we need to pump more money to get more black tech workers. Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, it's really, Charlie, the coercive aspect of this that's the most devastating. That was the CEO of IBM, who, by the way, also sits on the board of Northrop Grumman, military defense contractor, and he's on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and he's a member of the World Economic Forum. So I feel like I got a triple strike here, like in bowling. This guy is the CEO. He's telling his employees, listen, you must do this. And apparently a lot of people have been fired because they didn't do it. And in another clip, this man named Paul Kernier, which is the chairman of a company called Red Hat, which is owned by IBM, is admitting that they've terminated people who did not participate in discrimination. And he particularly targets Asians here. He's saying, well, Asians, you know, need not apply. Now, my lawyers tell me, Charlie, that this is a violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And it's also illegal in light of the Supreme Court case that just occurred on Harvard. And now there's a new recording of the CEO from last night defending himself, saying that, trying to spin this, but it doesn't look good. And usually we don't have executives talking this candidly. Of course, he doesn't know that he's going to be distributed to the whole world here.
Well, I mean, look, I hate to get like overly specific on race, but the CEO of IBM is an Asian foreigner. So like, why does he lose his job? I mean, it's just so repulsive that he gets to use the system of meritocracy or whatever system existed. I'm sure he's, you know, good at tests or something. He's obviously not very, very wise. He might be bright. He's not wise. And then he's like, oh yeah, by the way, now we need to discriminate against Asians. For what exactly? So what is driving this? And tell us more about Red Hat, because James, I received just a couple emails, but you have hundreds of people that said, oh yeah, I worked at IBM. I'm a white tech worker. I lost my job because I wasn't on board with the DEI stuff. And James, this is just one-off people that happen to know that we're friends and all this stuff. What is Red Hat? And this goes really deep. This is policy. This is not a gaffe. I want everyone to understand. This is not like a gaffe by the CEO. Oops, didn't mean to say this. This is system. This is the SOP. This is the standard operating procedure of one of the largest tech companies on the planet. Just so everyone understands that IBM is a $150 billion company. James, what is Red Hat?
Red Hat's a subsidiary to IBM. They do Linux. They do open source. They do software. Paul Kernier is the chairman of Red Hat. And the video you just played is between Paul Kernier, who's the chairman, previously the CEO, and IBM owns Red Hat. Red Hat's been around 30 years. It's a great company. I probably heard from 20 people inside Red Hat. Apparently, it's a very good company. But Charlie, you're right. This cuts really deep for people. A lot of Caucasian men have been terminated, passed up for promotions, and they are pissed. I have never seen anything like this. Last night on the Twitter or the X spaces, 1.2 million people. Vivek was there. James Lindsay, my friend James Lindsay, who's an expert on DEI, was there. This cuts really deep because people have been fired from the company because they're white. And they're pissed. And American First Legal Foundation has now filed an EOCC complaint against IBM and Red Hat.
Yes.
And I feel like, Charlie, again, there's been this sort of bubbling resentment, like a tinderbox of anger and pent up frustration. But whistleblowers have been afraid to say so for fear of retaliation. But I think we're learning that there's strength in numbers, just 100 plus people. Mr. Arvind Krishna, CEO of IBM, cannot fire 100 people for talking to Charlie Kirk and James O'Keefe. He can't whack all those moles.
That's right.
And that now I think you're seeing a turning point, pun intended, of people who are courageous because they have the courage, they have the permission to do so.
These people are very vulnerable, right? So they have used the civil rights regime to change our voting laws. They've used the civil rights regime to try and get preferential treatment. Now, all of a sudden, we are waking up. We had a story yesterday about Denver public schools using the civil rights law to push back against the gay pride flag and have equal representation. Now what we're using all of a sudden is like, wait a second, you can't discriminate against whites. This is going to, there is serious legal liability looming. And that's what Arvind Krishna needs to realize, that as CEO, that if he sits on the board or whatever, you have a fiduciary responsibility to your stockholders. And you, if, I just want everyone to understand. And again, it will just, it's going to take some time in public opinion. It's going to take some, we're not there yet. Because the courts do basically what the media tells them to do. But if a CEO like Arvind Krishna says, look, here, guys, I need you to no longer give blacks any bonuses, only give them to whites. Of course, the law, not only would the law be unapologetic, IBM would be shut down and it would be tore apart. Now, that's not going to happen because a lot of white people hate themselves. But the law is clear, okay? A website, how do people help you, James? I became a monthly whatever. How do people help you?
Thank you, Charlie. O'Keefe Media Group, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. You can subscribe, sign up, send us a little money, $200, $100, $20, whatever you can do. We're brought to you by viewers like you for now. We're growing, we're selling journalism classes and webinars. You can support our work by going to the website and contributing.
Dude, this is a huge hit, everybody. I want you to understand this is one of James's biggest in his career. Hey everybody, our friends at Hillsdale College want to wish you a happy Christmas and healthy, prosperous New Year. Since Hillsdale's founding in 1844, it's taught its students by precept and example the teachings and practices of the Christian faith. The college continues this mission in its classrooms and nationwide through its educational outreach efforts. Hillsdale College is free to pursue learning, character, faith, and freedom, and all they do because supporters like you allow them to refuse every penny of taxpayer money, even indirectly in the form of federal grants and loans. So this Christmas season, my friends at Hillsdale want to thank you, dear listener, for your kindness towards the college. They prepared a special video featuring their sacred music choir singing O Little Town of Bethlehem in their beautiful Christ Chapel at the heart of campus. You could also take their online courses. They have courses about Winston Churchill, American history, Aristotle, Euclidean geometry. Also, the Victor Davis Hanson citizenship class is amazing. Go to charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com and hear the choir and view many other free resources to help you celebrate the season. I promise it will be uplifting and inspiring for you. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Let's play this piece of tape here. A chairman of Red Hat saying multiple leaders were fired because they weren't willing to live up to the DEI standards. Play cut 92.
So let me go deeper into Red Hat. Multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes.
So what are they talking about here, James? The standards that we set? Hating white people is the standard at Red Hat, is that right?
Yeah, Charlie. So I've gotten legal guidance here. I'm going to read this to you. The CEO saying, quote, you got to improve 5% a year. That was the Krishna guy you heard earlier. And now this guy, Paul Kerner, you just played. He's the head of Red Hat. That's a subsidiary of IBM. IBM owns Red Hat. Indicates he's fired people who don't implement racial considerations in hiring. He says, I could name leaders that we've held accountable to the point that they've been terminated. Because they're not willing to live up to the standards. So Krishna is noting they're going to dock your bonus if you don't move racial considerations in the hiring. And if IBM and Red Hat are using racial considerations and making their work environments diverse and doing so coercively by placing a burden on employees to do so by docking their pay, terminating, there are Title VII violations here of the Civil Rights Act. And like I said to you before the break, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm 39 years old. I have never seen 100 plus people inside of a company or government organization reach out to me. They're playing whack-a-mole. They're leaking more than the Iraqi Navy right now. I'm getting, as I speak to you, and Charlie, you've gotten a couple, I'm getting Slack messages. People are pissed. And there's a class action lawsuit here. And it seems as though the CEO of IBM is on the ropes. They are on defense, and this is a really remarkable moment. And I think perhaps a vision of what's to come in 2024 if people grow a pair and speak up and speak up in numbers.
Yeah. So what are the next steps then for IBM? This is obviously systemic racism and systemic behavior. You said that Krishna responded. What did he say?
Yeah, Krishna responded last night, Charlie, on an all hands video that was again leaked to me, not by somebody else. This is truly remarkable. We live streamed the CEO of IBM talking about me. Now, Charlie, he called me a journalist, which is remarkable. I've never had a subject of my investigation call me a journalist.
I wish the FBI called you a journalist.
Little huckster.
Right? Yeah. So
they did privately. They did privately, not publicly. So Krishna, and then Krishna says, well, you know, these are not targets, they're goals. Apparently the law, there's something about the language there to target Asian Americans or something like that. So Krishna called them goals as opposed to targets, which seems to me a distinction without a difference. And he spends about 5 minutes defending himself. But I think, Charlie, that's remarkable. You know, it's you. What you do at Turning Point is you go on offense, you take no prisoners, you fight for what you believe in. And I think it's a really positive sign to see a guy who's on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank and the CEO of IBM. He is on defense, talking to his entire company, trying to rationalize. What's next is we need to keep on offense. We need to keep the pressure on. We need to keep revealing new revelations. And we have more breaking today. In fact, I have Slack messages on my iPad from within IBM that I intend to publish as soon as I get off your show. I'm going to produce those and release them.
That's amazing. So more and more whistleblowers are coming forward. And I just want this to be clear. If any, you could email me freedom@charliekirk.com or what's your tip line, James? More important, how do people contact you? What's the tip line?
Just go to our website, o'keefemediagroup.com, or you can DM us on any of our social media.
Look, it's time to use the Alinsky rules. You can see that James is peppering them in. Keep the pressure on, find a target, isolate it, polarize it. That's what we're doing. Okay. So who would have known on our bingo card? IBM. Okay. They're kind of, you know, not Google, they're not Facebook, they're a $150 billion company. Let's bury them, okay? They are engaging in anti-American, they're running an anti-Western type thing. This is caste system. Well, it is run by an Indian foreigner, so maybe that's where the caste system comes from. But we have to bury this company, okay? It is sick what they're doing. And by the way, I'm getting emails from people, James, one after the other, people say, Charlie, we're for IBM, white male, that I lost my job, no explanation. Like, unbelievable, right? And James, I'll send them to you.
Wow.
And this is happening all throughout the tech world, okay? James, God bless you, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie, and stay tuned.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk, your exciting news to share about saving babies by providing ultrasounds. Right now, there is a dollar-for-dollar match doubling the number of babies you'll save with preborn. There are babies alive today about to celebrate their first Christmas because of what we did together a year ago at this time providing ultrasounds. And right now, you can save twice as many babies. Maybe you're already wondering about end-of-the-year giving and want to give every dollar, get the most results. Or maybe you just want to know that a girl making this decision deserves the truth so that next year at this time, she's picking out a Christmas stocking for her baby's first Christmas. It's beautiful to think about. Your gift of $15,000, somebody out there can do it, I'm sure, will provide not one, but two ultrasound machines. $280 saves 10 babies. $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. I'm a donor to this organization. We love this organization with the Kirk family. Call 833-850-2229. Full endorsement. Amazing people. Click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com right now and click on the preborn banner. Okay, we have political prisoners in this country. Say that again. We have political prisoners. It's never happened in American history. We now have political prisoners. One of them joins us right now. He's in the DC gulag. He only has a short window, a short period of time to call us. Jake Lang right now is in the DC gulag. Jake, thank you for taking the time. So just walk our audience through. You've been in the DC gulag for how long? It's been nearly 3 years since January 6th, and you still have not had a trial. Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, thanks for having me on, brother. That is correct. It's been 1,060 days I've been incarcerated, most of that time in solitary confinement, all of this without a trial, without a chance to face my accusers and get an unbiased jury. It's reprehensible. Miscarriage of justice.
Yeah. So Jake, have you waived your right to a speedy trial or have your lawyers or is this really a 3-year waiting period to get a trial?
We have not waived my right to a speedy trial without coercement by the government. Basically, we're being coerced to make these decisions based upon the fact that I don't have my evidence. They have not released the January 6th tapes yet in full. It's been 3 years. We've been waiting for this. There is tons of evidence of police misconduct and of bad actors in the crowd. And it seems every single month that we wait and that we're forced to wait, it seems that on Epic Times or, you know, Real America's Voice or Gateway Pundit, there's another new big headline coming out that there were federal agents involved in the crowd, that there was more police brutality and misconduct than anybody could have possibly imagined. And if I went to trial, which I didn't really have the opportunity to, let's say 3 months after I was first arrested in January of 2021, I would have, I mean, literally 0% of the information that we currently have. And in another 6 months, there will be even more information out. And so it's a horrible scenario to be in. But basically, you can't go to trial unless you have the evidence so that you can defend yourself. Right, Charlie?
Well, yeah, obviously. No, I mean, Jake, I just wanted to let you know it's so sick what's happening to you. The website to help out is sponsorj6.com. So, Jake, right now there is a appeal or there is a challenge going up to the United States Supreme Court that is going to it's asking, has the Department of Justice used the statute of obstructing an official proceeding? Have they been overusing that statute? The 1512 obstruction of Congress charge is a 20-year max felony that 327 J6ers and Donald Trump have been politically charged with and will be argued in front of the United States Supreme Court. 20 years for obstruction. This is just insane. Jake, what is your reaction about these hopefully the promising developments? And I hope our audience keeps the U.S. Supreme Court in your prayers. The Supreme Court could come down and really level the playing field here against the weaponized DOJ. Jake Lang.
100%. I stand with that. I mean, right now it's on the Supreme Court to restore the faith that the American people once had in Lady Liberty and Lady Justice being blind. Right now we've been so disenfranchised seeing, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of January 6ers being railroaded through the legal process, being sentenced to 17 years in prison, 15 years, 22 years. I don't think the American people have ever had more mistrust in the federal government and in one of our most sacred institutions. The court system has been kind of like the beacon on the hill of America, that you can get a fair jury trial, you can be exonerated of allegations against you. Right now, as it stands in the federal district courts and in the federal courts in America, you cannot, if you are a Trump supporter, you cannot get a fair trial. You cannot get a fair shake at your accusers. And so right now, the Supreme Court, that's really what's at stake here, to restore the hope the American people and the trust the American people once had in one of our most sacred institutions, justice.
Jake, I'm sensing some hope in your voice. I mean, you've been in jail for nearly 3 years without a trial. There's some pep in your voice. What is keeping you going? And I hope everyone in the audience, if you think you're having a bad day, okay, Jake Lang is calling from a D.C. gulag as a political prisoner in the once free United States of America. So knock it off. You're going to be having a much tougher day. Jake, where's your mindset at? What has given you hope? Talk through how you are surviving in this gulag in D.C. right now.
Well, Charlie, you know, this situation that I find myself in has been predestined by our Father God in heaven, and all of the January 6ers, the fact that we've been chosen by God to suffer for righteousness' sake is a great grace in his kingdom. And so my hope and my drive and my perseverance comes from knowing that Jesus is with me through this, that this is kind of the allotment of a disciple. This is what the actual, you know, if the world hates you, know that it hated me first. This is what it looks like, the tangibility of being a Christian, of being a patriot in today's day and age. You can't be a conservative constitutionalist and actually stand for the values that you believe in without being persecuted in this country. So I'm doing my duty humbly as an American patriot to try to restore liberty to this country, just as I did on January 6th, standing up against a communist coup d'etat where they were installing Joe Biden as a puppet regime leader bought and paid for by China. We peacefully stood against that. And I bring that same energy that God put in my heart that day to every single day. I wake up in these prisons and I fight for the Jan Sixers doing these interviews, which I'm very grateful to be on this one. It's a great platform you've built for yourself, and you're a great Christian leader of men and women in this country. And so, you know, I aspire to inspire other Christians out there that no persecution, no amount of torture, no amount of disenfranchisement, of the taking away of your rights and of your voice can ever take away that place that God has in your heart. They can't touch that place. They can stick you in a gulag. They can put you in solitary confinement. They can keep you away from your family for years. I went 15 months without being having the right to see or hug my mother and father, but they can't take away the Spirit of God that lives inside you. And so that's the message, is that there is hope in the name of Jesus, and he lives inside those who call upon his name. And he surely lives in my heart, and I'm grateful to have him in the cell with me today and every day.
Well, amen. And Jake, it is so wrong what is happening to you, just the psychological torture. I mean, again, this is not equal justice, okay? This is political persecution. If you're watching this program and you're a Marxist or a communist, this should also anger you. This is against every principle of Western society. You do not suffer more because your politics are different than the regime consensus, period. We don't live in that country, unless we used to not live in that country, and we are right now. Jake, I want to play a piece of tape from Vivek Ramaswamy. The truth is starting to get out. Play cut 97.
If you had told me, it's close to 3 years ago that January 6, 2021 happened. If you had told me 3 years ago, back when I was a biotech CEO, if you had told me that January 6 was in any way an inside job, the subject of government entrapment, I would have told you that was crazy talk. Fringe conspiracy theory nonsense. I could tell you now, having gone somewhat deep in this, it's not. The reality is we know that there were federal law enforcement agents in that field. We don't know how many. I think it's shameful. If I may finish just answering.
Well, let me just. I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you here because
I know the establishment doesn't approve of this message. I know
there were federal agents.
We should be able to talk about this.
There were federal agents there. So, Jake, as you look back at the events on January 6th, and again, you're going to have to defend yourself for your conduct there, Jake. All I'm going to say is that it's wrong that you're being treated the way you are. Okay, but now you look back. Do you believe that this was largely a Fed operation to try to instigate and try and manipulate the crowd? Jake Lang.
Charlie, it's very simple. January 6th was orchestrated, a hashtag fire on the American people. But at the same time, that same spirit that our founding fathers carried in their heart to stand against tyranny, that 1776 spirit was on the crowd. Father God was with us that day. We were standing up righteously. None of us had violent or evil intentions that day. We were there with the love of God and the love of our Constitution in our hearts. The Capitol Police turned their weapons on an unarmed crowd, and young men like me had to make the rough decision to stand up and defend women. You know, there was four people murdered that day, Charlie. And so my conduct on January 6th, I stand by. I'm proud to be a Jan Sixer. I'm proud to be a 1776 patriot. But there's no doubt in my mind that January 6th was an orchestrated attack on the American people to steal away our liberty and label every Trump supporter and conservative out there a domestic terrorist. That's what the plan was. They've succeeded with that plan. But now God brings truth to light. And so we're seeing even people like Vivek, who come from the background of a tech CEO in Silicon Valley. He's standing up for us. We have more people supporting us now than ever. And I believe the day of vindication is coming for me and all my January 6th political hostages of the Joe Biden regime.
So Jake, I just want this. Look. There's this January 6th day they've turned into Pearl Harbor, and they've turned it into like this day that will live in infamy. OK, and there are so many people that are being caught up in this, that are being destroyed, and their spirit is trying to be broken. Jake, were you ever put in solitary confinement in the last 3 years?
I'm in a solitary confinement 8x10 cell as I talk to you right now. I got a little tablet. They extort you $3 per hour to use it to make phone calls. And so I'm calling you. I'm sitting inside my cell right now, Charlie, in the basement of Washington, D.C. jail, in a unit that is designed for terrorists. This is what they do. They segregate the population for the most dangerous criminals. I have no criminal background. I've seen three birthdays coming up on my fourth birthday in prison. I've seen three Thanksgivings, three Christmases about to come and gone without my chance to even have a trial. This is, like I said, this is a miscarriage of justice that I believe every American can stand beside and say, you know, 3 years is long enough. These guys' conduct at the Capitol, getting riled up and making sure that our country wasn't taken over by tyrants, is not to be punished with 3 years of solitary confinement. I mean, this is disgusting. And so, solitary confinement. I'm living in it right now.
No, I didn't know that. I hope everyone understands that solitary confinement is one of the sickest forms of torture you could put on anybody. Okay, this is pretrial detention stuff. And they put Jake Lang in a – I don't care if you hate Jake Lang with every fiber of your being. That's torture. So, Jake, keep close to Jesus. Keep close to God. And I really hope justice will end up being served. And look, Jake, I know that there's a lot of controversy about what you did or didn't do, but the way they're treating you on January 6th is so wrong. It's so reprehensible. And the way that they have unequally used the force of government is one of the great injustices in our country. Jake, I'll be praying for you.
You have one minute.
I think we're out of time now. All right, Jake, thanks so much.
Hey, yes, Charlie, God bless you guys. Please go to sponsorj6.com to support the Jam Fixers this Christmas. It means the world to us. We appreciate you, Charlie Kirk. God bless.
I hope to meet you one day, Jake. Thank you. You heard that little thing over the air? That was the end of his window to make a phone call. What kind of country are we living in? You might say, oh, I don't like what Jake did that day. You might be right. Jake might have done some stuff that he would regret. Okay. He might have broke some windows. They say, oh, he had a bat and all that. I'm not going to defend that. I don't like rioting. I don't like looting. You don't put somebody in solitary confinement. It's sick. It's Mao. That is a struggle session, pure communism. It's unacceptable. It is disgusting. We still have constitutional rights, even if you do something that is not great. Okay. You've never lived through political prisoners before. And now you have. And the lack of Republican concern towards political prisoners is just jaw-dropping. It's eye-opening. Ah, they did something we don't like, and we're not going to fight for them. They do this as a show trial. There's a reason why I think they're okay with Jake having a phone. First of all, just small concessions. But him going on the Charlie Kirk show, why would the regime be okay with him going on the Charlie Kirk show? Yeah, you know, they're talking about the injustice. But what's the buried lead? It's that if you act out of line and you have bad politics, you're going to end up like Jake Lang. They're perfectly fine with that. In fact, it sends a message. You better obey. You better not donate that money. You better not show up to AmFest. We're going to follow you. We're going to hunt you down. 3 years in solitary confinement. By the way, solitary confinement has been considered cruel and unusual. The ACLU used to write pieces all the time, solitary confinement, unless it was for the protection. Now, they might be putting Jake Lang there under the excuse, oh, we're there to protect you from other inmates because they might stab you to death. Hold on a second. You could let guys out. You could do all sorts of different things. That's logistically insane. Solitary confinement, by the way, I'm not the biggest follower of Mr. Beast. Do you guys know Mr. Beast? I'm sure everyone does. He's the biggest YouTuber. He does crazy wild stuff. He's very, very talented, extremely talented, a little too clickbaity for me. But there's a video of Mr. Beast recently where he does this. He's insanely rich and he buys like a grocery store or something. And so this latest one is he pays a guy $10,000 a day to live in a grocery store alone without his family, without any sort of social contact. $10,000 a day. The video is chilling. And Mr. Beast doesn't have a political agenda. But his whole point was that how long could you survive even if you were earning $10,000 a day living in a grocery store alone? How long do you think you could survive? And the video is unbelievable. This guy loses his mind, basically. He becomes like a carcass of his former self. Even though I think he was able to still call people. I can't remember. But he was earning $10,000 a day. He's like, oh, I'm going to make it a year. I'm going to make all the money. And Mr. Beast, you know, he could play. He could pay it. He was making $10,000 a day in a grocery store, needing and wanting for nothing. I mean, he had a bathroom. He had a restroom. I mean, Mr. Beast did do some stuff where he turned the lights off. But to be fair, though, a lot of these solitary confinement, like Jake Lang, it's an 8x10 thing, okay? You're an 8x10 cubicle. We're going to post this video at charliekirk.com. We might be able to get some clips of it. It might be too late. And you say, holy crow. Here's a guy that's being paid $10,000 a day to be alone. And many of you said, I could do it. I could easily do it. And after like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, you know, Mr. Beast demonstrates, the inhumanity of solitary confinement. There's a movie that does this in an unusually really strong way, and that is Castaway. Castaway, which basically is a FedEx commercial. The whole thing is like FedEx boxes everywhere. It's Tom Hanks, who's alone on an island. And again, Tom Hanks is not exactly my favorite person, but it's very, very powerful of what happens because we are a social creature. We are social. It's not good for man to be alone. The Bible says that explicitly. And interestingly enough, man was not alone. Man had God. God created something else for man because we are inherently social. So Adam had God. God considered man to be alone if there was not another human being alongside of it. That's where Jake Lang is right now. Jake Lang showed up on January 6th, did some stuff he's going to have to defend. He's accused of some stuff I don't like. Not the point. And all of his constitutional rights go out, the speedy trial, solitary confinement. He's being tortured by the government. We're just supposed to take it? No, this is against every principle. By the way, if there was a Marxist who was in solitary pretrial defense, you know, whatever, I would say that's inhumane. We're not going to put up with it. Even earning $10,000 a day, solitary confinement could crush your soul. Right now, January 6th Trump supporters are in solitary confinement being tortured by our once free country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The following is a paid advertisement sponsored by Versus AI. Salem is not an investment advisor, and this is not a solicitation or recommendation by Salem to buy or sell any securities. Salem and Dr. Gorka are being paid $85,000 to carry this ad on its radio and podcast network. Salem does not endorse any investment product, and you should check with your personal financial advisor before investing.
Greetings, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and I'm excited to share with you a groundbreaking opportunity in the artificial intelligence industry that stands resilient amidst the Sam Altman upheavals. Enter Versus AI and its pioneering genius platform. The AI sector has been largely dominated by large language models like those at OpenAI. Versus AI is charting a new course. Don't miss this potential breakout company. Be part of the AI revolution. Versus AI, with its commitment to innovative solutions, is poised to remain a leader in the dynamic world of artificial intelligence. As AI becomes increasingly central to our future, the potential of Genius's platform to enhance your investment portfolio is immense. We invite you to be part of this exciting journey. Discover the power of Genius at emcversus.com.